I'm not like a huge car person, but growing up, I'm like, I don't know, Ferraris don't do it for me, but like Lambos like look really good.
Yeah.
Then I get embarrassed by like the loud engine because I'm like, oh, I feel like a man with a tiny penis.
Wardrobe screams fatherless.
We have more trust in our top Zyban people.
Disgusting. How was your relationship with your father?
Just saying,
why did you get the attention you wanted?
You need Jesus.
That's offensive.
Welcome back to That's Offensive. We got Deals. Well, that's me. And Veronica here with us.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Very good.
Are you nervous?
Yes, I am.
Am I making you nervous?
Not right now.
Okay. Okay, good.
I will wait for the questions and maybe I will get nervous.
So we were just talking about how we're both a little nasty.
Yes.
I just think I'm more upfront nasty. Like, people can look at me and they're like, yeah, that she probably farts. She right. probably, there's something a little off about her. You have like a
yeah
very put together look. People would not guess.
No, they wouldn't guess until they see me eating. Then they start getting with my hands and like, you know,
yeah.
Passion.
So you eat with your hands too?
I do. Yeah.
I do that so I don't have to, like, use up silverware and make it dirty. I'm yeah. like, hands are easy.
And they taste better.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that.
I don't know. I think it, because you can enjoy better the food, it tastes better.
Okay. What's your favorite thing to eat?
Plantains.
Plantains.
Cheese. Butter.
Okay, that makes sense, the disgustingness.
Mm-hmm.
The grossness. So someone paid $1,000.
Yeah.
For you to clench your butthole.
Yes.
Did they specifically say, like, I want to see your asshole wink?
Yes, and they wanted to see from different angles. So okay. I put the phone in the floor and then upper view, side view.
Uh-huh. Every view.
Every part, yeah.
Have you, like, watched it back and you're, like, over here wondering what? What?
How? Yeah, it looked kind of funny at the beginning. Like, why? I don't understand how is that turning him on, but yeah. Sure.
Yeah, like, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Not kink shaming.
No.
I'm a little confused about what's getting your dick hard.
Yeah, I sometimes I really want to ask, like, what is it? Like, can you explain so I can rationalize yeah. in my head?
But then I don't want to, like, scare them off for their custom.
No. Yeah, I don't want them to feel bad about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, maybe no. after you send the custom, like, can you tell me, play by play, what about this?
I will, like, do it next time.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
I know I have, like, a foot fetish guy, and he paid, like, $2,000 because he's like, your feet are kind of gross. Like, let's just be up front here. Please go get your toes done so you can, like, give a foot job to a dildo. And I did, and he's like, thank God your toenails are finally painted. Like, I was dying.
Sorry. How did they look?
You know, they weren't painted.
Okay.
They weren't just painted, that? And also, sometimes I forget to shave my toes. It's just something that, I don't know, maybe it's just a white woman. We're just hairy creatures. So, yeah, you know, sometimes I just gotta, you know, shave the toes, make it look manicured.
Yeah.
And they're like,
cute.
He's still like, I got some jumbo feet, but, you know, you got like little dainty feet.
Yeah, mine's are 5. Very little.
5?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're like Jackie Burke. Do you know Jackie Burkhart?
No.
Or is it Burkhart? That 70s show?
No, I don't know.
She always, like, made references. Like, I'm just tiny and cute and, like,
I could be that person yeah. sometimes. Yeah.
And she would call, like, size 8 feet, like, Bigfoot. I don't think you're like that. She's a little sassy.
I can be sometimes.
You're a little sassy?
If I'm feeling in the moment, yeah.
Okay. Give me a little sass.
Oh,
you,
no.
You can roast me.
No, if you ask, I won't give it to you.
Okay.
It has to come out naturally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Should I say something to, like, make you be sassy?
Try.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. See, yeah, it's on the spot. Wow, those pants are so from the 1900s. Is that, like, a good insult? That's a bad insult.
No, it's not an insult.
Okay,
no.
I tried. I'm not very good at being mean.
Yeah, no.
It didn't work. Did not work out. So you're from Venezuela. You came to Miami.
Yes.
And you started being featured in music videos.
Yes. And I started posting on my socials, dancing their new songs, and they would repost me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I started getting a lot of traction for that.
Are you a really good dancer?
I don't think so. I just tried, like, 100 times the same video until I felt it was good.
Okay.
I was trying.
You try?
Yeah.
Is it like twerking, or is it, like, moving your hips?
Twerking.
Twerking? Mm-hmm. Okay. So just, like, the up and down motion?
Up and down, and I would try to, like, you know, do cute faces. And
yeah. Give me a little cute face. Flirt with me a little. I'll give you, like, a I feel like that's my flirty face.
No, that's not my flirty face. I don't know. If you ask, I
Okay, let's just, like, pretend, like, we're on
pretend,
a date.
I would pretend. No.
Yeah, no, that would get my vagina okay. wet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, just, you know, probably you just being here and looking really hot, like, I'm pretty bi, so I'm like, yeah. Mm. Are you bi?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Okay, but you can, like, appreciate
one. I had, like, a face where I thought I was.
Okay.
Kind of fun, but...
Yeah,
I mean, for men.
Mainly straight. Yeah, I feel like there's, like, a spectrum. Like, you can be, like, over here where it's, like, you've experimented with women.
Yeah.
Do you like threesomes? Have you ever had threesomes?
I don't like them. I prefer the, like, the tension on me, just me.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm what very if, selfish.
What if, like, you have a threesome and the girl is a lesbian and the guy's obviously bi, but the girl is, like, don't have your boy touch me, and then it's just, like, all of the attention is on you.
I would like that more.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, two men. If you have two men, they're both all on you. Like, two straight men that don't want to see each other's dicks.
That would be interesting.
It would be. It might be overwhelming having, like, overwhelming, two dicks in your face.
Yeah, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
What if you hurt their feelings?
Well, I don't really care about their feelings.
Okay, yeah.
Men don't care about ours.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Why would he care about theirs? It's kind of that thing where it's, like, men kind of use a lot of women as, like, masturbation toys.
Right.
And they don't try to make them come.
Mm, yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, so it's like, why would I care about your feelings if I'm not coming?
Mm.
If you are coming, then sure. Whoever's better in bed, they get the most attention. How's that? Fight to the death.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Sword?
Yeah.
Sword fight?
With their dicks?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to duel it out with their penises.
Right.
Duel to the death. And whoever wins, that they get you.
That's the winner.
That's the winner.
Cool.
Yeah. See, that sounds like a good time. But you've never done that.
No.
No. What is your preferred way to, like, fuck? Are you, like, aggressive, sensual?
I have more, like, a sensual side. I like the pregame.
Yeah.
Touching and
hugging,
kissing, and then that gets me really turned on.
Yeah. Do you prefer fingering or eating out, or, like, both at the same time?
Fingering? Eating out.
You like being? Yeah, I feel like that's a little more sensual. Like, when you finger, it's kind of like,
yeah,
come it's here, little. Aggressive. Well, yeah. Oh my God, come here, little girl. Like,
hey, kitty.
Hey, can you come here? Can you come here? I have a little secret for you. Yeah, no, but see, that's like, it's a little more aggressive than, like, the eating out is so.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's better. Especially
so much
if you take the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how long have you been in the industry for? You used to do Snapchat, right?
Yeah, started in 2019.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you doing before that, like, as far as your job?
I did many things. I tried to be, like, a butter girl in a small club.
Okay.
And then I tried to be an assistant, and I tried to be working out in the small office.
Yeah.
Now
you're definitely making more than anyone you've ever assisted for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
A lot more. And happy and free.
Yeah. I saw, like, a video you just posted on Instagram where, like, you put honey everywhere and you're just, like, it looks really hot.
Yes, that was another custom.
Uh-huh.
This person really wanted it to be messy.
Uh-huh.
Cake, honey, Nutella, all of it. And he sent, like, many reference photos, but the ones that I really liked was the one with the Nutella.
Okay.
So he wanted me to get, like, a gallon of Nutella.
Uh-huh.
And have, like, a thick layer of Nutella everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Did you put anything down on the floor so it didn't get
everywhere? Yeah, I felt like I was gonna murder someone. I cover everything in plastic. I felt like Dexter.
Yeah.
And it was so fun because, I don't know, it's like you prepare the room to do this mess, and it's like you never did that as a kid. And then you get the chance to be messy with food.
Uh-huh.
It was super fun.
Oh, yeah. Did your parents, like, yell at you if you made a mess, too? It's like...
I never even tried to do a mess because I know I would get whooped.
Oh, God. See, I would, like, roll in dirt, and then my parents would hose me off inside. They're like, just, you can't come in until you're, like, hose off like a dog.
You was nasty from the beginning.
I used to, I feel like you've never been bullied. Have you been bullied?
Yeah.
Okay. The kids who used to bully me growing up, I would pick up spiders, and I would throw them I think kids bullying me because I was like a bug girl. I would pick up spiders, I'd pick up cockroaches, I'd pick up daddy long legs, and I would be like, you wanna bully me? And I would like throw spiders at them. Now I'm afraid of spiders, weirdly enough. Like, people could do that to me and be like, remember when you threw spiders at me? And I would be like, don't do that. But yeah, I've always been gross. Just a little bit.
Yeah, that's gross. I can't touch a spider, I would die.
Yeah. Even if it's I think tarantulas are like nicer. Mm. No? Mm-mm. So like the garden spiders, I feel like they're more prone to bite. I don't know. A lot of tarantulas are like domesticated. Well, I don't know if domesticated is the right word, but like you can touch them and like have them and they'll just like kind of be crawling.
I see it. But it's just gross. All the hairy legs.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't even be in the same room with that kind of spider.
Uh-huh. Can you kill your own spiders? Huh? You move out?
Yeah, if I see one of those in the house, I move out.
Yeah.
And burn the house.
Burn the house. Of course. There's no other options.
No.
If there's a spider, you have to...
I just imagine them having babies, and I just think, like, if I take these shoes, and there's babies there.
Yeah, of course. There's no other logical way to think about it. And if you kill their mom, then either the mom will haunt you, or the babies will come after you and then kill you.
Yeah.
So, have to burn the whole house down.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's the only solution.
Are there any bugs that you do like? No. Butterflies?
Okay, butterflies.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're cute.
A little cute.
I like more, like, snakes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother has snakes. It's like, seeing them eat rats, that's a struggle for me.
I like it.
You like to see them eat rats. I think, have you ever played with a rat?
Yes, I had a hamster.
Okay. And they're so cute, are they not?
Yes, they are, but at the same time, it's interesting seeing, like, the cycle of life.
The cycle of life? Okay. Yeah. Have you seen, it's that one episode of Modern Family, where Sofia Vergara, I think that's how you say her last name, she, like, killed rats with, like, a bear shovel, and she's like, see, problem solved. And, yes. Like, her husband is just like, is that you?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I have frozen little birds in my... freezer because I have an exotic cat and he eats birds.
Oh.
So, yeah, I think I'm...
You're over it.
I'm over it.
Can exotic cats not have, like, regular cat food, or it's just, like, you're like, I want them to be healthy?
They are supposed to eat raw food.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, actual animals because they need the feathers and the intestines.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Nico eats good.
Shit. Yeah. And you said, like, your cat kind of acts like a dog. Like, you can play fetch with your cat.
Yes. He's really playful.
Uh-huh.
A little shy, but...
Would you recommend getting, like, an exotic cat over a normal cat?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Okay.
It's a lot of trouble.
A lot of work?
A lot.
Like, how so?
I would say the care for the cats is hard. To find a doctor that will take them. Because really? They're aggressive. Oh. Mostly of the times, so you have to... put anesthesia to make them sleep so they will have a normal checkup.
Yeah.
They're just aggressive and territorial. They will piss all over the house.
Uh-huh.
They're just difficult to take care of.
Okay, so question. This is something I deal with my dog. I haven't had sex with him in, like, 2 years, but, like, let's just say I was. She would get, like, scared and hide in my closet. Are your cats, like, protective over you where they're, like, if you're fucking someone, they're going to, like, swat you across or, like, swat him?
I had a female cat that was kind of territorial like that.
Yeah.
My cat now is kind of weird. He gets in the bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just wants to, he wants some attention, too.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
he
that.
He just lays down and wait until you're I'm done. And he just stay there.
Do you have sex on your OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah? You do it all.
Mostly.
Girl?
No.
Boy, okay, yeah, I didn't. Yeah, boy, if you're mainly straight, yeah.
Yeah.
It really makes sense.
I did a couple of videos with Frasetti.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but...
I followed her for a good minute.
No.
Is she here at AVN too?
I don't know. I don't think
no,
so.
No? You don't think so? Mm-mm. Okay. What's your preferred dick size?
7'8"?
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's I love that size.
It's just perfect.
Not yeah. Too big. Yeah, I feel like I can get really into some big dicks, but, like, the 6 to, like, I feel like 6 to 8, and that's, like, 2 inches, like, but that's the sweet spot.
Yeah, it hits right
yeah.
where it has to hit, and you can do it multiple times without getting hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But perfect. Then, like, some men with smaller dicks, I gotta say, like, they overcompensate, because, like, you know,
they know they're small, so they take, like, time and
yeah. But then sometimes they can be better.
Yeah, because your G-spot is so close to, you know, the hole. It's not far up in there.
I just felt it for the first time last year. But, okay, have you ever tried to, like, finger yourself and, like, get your G-spot?
Yeah.
It doesn't hit the same when you're doing it to yourself versus when someone else is doing it, right?
Or it's different.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Is it because of, like, the angle of our...
I think it's the angle.
Yeah.
And, like, you know how much to do the curve in your fingers.
Uh-huh.
And I think... guys are scared to, like, go up. Oh, they so just go straight.
Yeah. Do you think more it feels, like, up? Better when you do it to yourself?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. See, when I do it to myself, I don't feel like it's as good as if a guy does it.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I tried, and I'm just like, oh, like, I can feel that that's my G-spot, but it's, like, not really doing a whole lot for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Have you tried, like, do it with a vibrator at the same time?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, but sometimes I get overwhelmed if, like, my clit is stimulated and my G-spot is stimulated. And then it's, like, I get distracted and don't think about either of them.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, I'm a little ADHD, so I feel like one thing at a time or, like, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to focus on one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if I do both, I normally squirt.
Ooh, you're a squirter.
Mm-hmm.
What was, like, the first time that you squirted? Like, what was that experience?
I didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
Like, I was so surprised. Like, oh, what is that? Did I pee myself?
I asked the guy, I was like, was that you? He's like, I have not even inserted you yet. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just felt like a warm liquid hit my legs. Like, what was I supposed to think? He's like, you're a squirter. I'm like, what is that? I was like 18, 19 or something at the time.
Fun.
Yeah. How old were you?
When I did it first squirted. Like 20?
20?
Yeah.
Have you experienced, like, a lot of men who can make you come or not really?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah. The general population is not very good at that.
No.
No?
No. A lot of faking orgasms.
You fake?
Sometimes. If I felt like I hurt their feelings, wow, that was great. Okay.
I always tell girls, I'm like, if you fake it, you will just have bad sex with that guy for the rest of your time.
Right, they wouldn't know that they did it. No, but, you know, if I had to fake it, I normally don't talk to them
anymore. Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, okay.
Fair enough. One of my, like, best guy friends, we were talking today, and he was like, I can tell when a girl's faking an orgasm. And I'm like, no, we are not done yet. And I'm like, see, like, if a guy, like, has made a girl come, I feel like he knows when they're faking.
Right.
And all these guys being like, no, I've never had a girl fake, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bullshit. Every girl has faked at some point. I mean, not me, because I do like to shame men if they don't know how to, like, make you come. Like, but here's the thing. If they're trying their darndest and they can't make me come, I won't shame them. But if, like, they aren't trying,
then they deserve to be shamed.
They deserve to be shamed. They deserve to feel small. They deserve to, like, feel something. Because, like, how do they get so many girls either if they're not making these girls come? It's like girls are settling for the absolute bare minimum. And I was one of those girls. And I still get excited about even the bare minimum sometimes. And I'm like, oh, I need to up my standards. Like, this guy held the door open for me. Oh, that should literally, like, that is not enough to fuck me.
That's fair. That's how it should be.
Yeah. How, like, did you ever have really low standards too?
At some point, very low.
Huh?
At some point, I had very low standards.
Yeah. What's, like, the worst thing you let a guy do and you're like, you know, I still love you?
Not love, but probably kept hanging out. Like,
What's the worst thing a guy said?
I don't know. I just have many experiences that I shouldn't let that happen, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can pinpoint one. I just know I was letting them get away with things that they never should.
I'll give some examples. A guy fucking a girl. Okay.
Give me examples and I might tell you.
Yeah, I'll give you some examples. When I was in college, I was hooking up with this guy, right? So he invited me over. I went to his house. He's like, I'll be right back. He never came back. I called him the next morning being like, hey, can you at least, like, get me an Uber back? Because, like, where are you? He was in another girl's bed. I still hooked up with him after that. He left me at his house in his room, went to another place to go fuck a girl, came back, and I still fucked him after that.
Yeah. Never happened.
Okay.
I mean, I had a situation where I was seeing someone and he got a yacht and his friends got a lot of girls in the yacht and stuff like that. And I couldn't find him and he was in the room having a threesome. And I mean, I didn't fuck him again, but I stay and drink and ate all I could order just to like, well.
Yeah, it's on your card. Why not?
In your car. But I didn't see him again.
Yeah. So. I mean, good. That's self-respect. That's something I'm just learning how to have. Like, who just naturally knows how to have self-respect?
Yeah. Another girl would have just left, probably. Like, everyone was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, you want to leave? And I was like, no. No, I'm fine.
I want to have a good
more
time.
More champagne. Where's the bottles?
Yeah. I'm trying to get drunk on his dime.
Right.
Right.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Never again.
Never again.
No.
I'm trying to think, what's something else that's happened? I've had a lot of stuff happen. I had a guy, he called me a cunt, hit the guy who I was trying to hook up with that night because he was like my ex, continued fucking him for a year and a half after he cheated on me.
No.
No? Never been you?
No. Normally after, if I get a cheating situation, I kind of like rebel and kind of do the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And I even stopped doing that. But no, yeah. I mean, I know I did let go some stuff that shouldn't happen.
Uh-huh.
Or dating like a low quality man
kind
of thing.
Yeah.
But not things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you have self-respect.
A little bit. I try.
Yeah. Do you have a good relationship with your parents?
No.
No.
Well, oh. No, with my dad.
Yeah.
With my mom is an okay relationship.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I feel like a lot of girls who do OnlyFans, people are like, okay, so you guys obviously all have daddy issues. I wouldn't say all of us, okay? But a good amount.
A good amount.
But like also, why are we shaming us for having daddy issues? Why aren't we going after the dads?
Yeah, shame the dad that left us and now we have issues. Like we didn't ask to be here.
Yeah.
They put us here, so they should figure it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my life coach was one that pointed this out. So I was like fucking this girl, right? And she was like calling me a good girl and I was like, okay, you know, like this feels good, whatever. She called me a dirty little whore and I squirted. Okay? And I'm like, oh. And then my life coach was like, do you think that's because your dad used to call you a whore? And I'm like, okay, well now you just ruin sex, okay?
Your dad called you that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Quite a few times. A lot. Throughout my life. It wouldn't be that funny. Sorry. I wouldn't be as funny today if it wasn't for that, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah.
I appreciate
that.
Now
you have a sense of humor and you have a thick layer of, you know,
oh, yeah. When people call me a whore online, I'm like, oh, thank you. You're getting me off. Wow. And then they get pissed because, like, they want to piss me off and it just does not work. Mm. Yeah.
That's good.
What do you do with, like, I don't know. I haven't seen a bunch, but do you get any online hate? Like, how do you feel about that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So in 2020, I have my head shaved and I was trying to grow my hair.
Uh-huh.
And at that point was plastic and you look like a little boy kind of things.
Okay.
And at the beginning, I will get upset, but now I don't care.
Yeah.
I think I'm good. I don't care. I'm in my really nice house and in my really nice car, so
yeah,
not affecting me.
Like if I'm crying, I'm crying in a Lamborghini.
Yes.
Love to hear that. I kind of stole that quote from Elle Brooks, but you know, I changed. She said Ferrari, so and I said Lamborghini. So giving her the credit.
I like
though.
More Lambos. Yeah.
You like Lambos? Okay. I'm not like a huge car person, but growing up, I'm like, I don't know, Ferraris don't do it for me, but, like, Lambos, like, look really good.
Yeah.
Then I get embarrassed by, like, the loud engine, because I'm like, oh, I feel like a man with a tiny penis. Like, you know? I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of guys who give off big dick energy in a Lamborghini.
Right.
I mean, I could be wrong.
I know one, but yeah, mostly of them, no.
But what about their energy?
Like the rest of the guys?
Like, you know, like, there's, like, people who have, like, big dicks. And then there are people who have, like, big dick energy. It's just, like, their confidence, their, like, persona. Right. Like, Pete Davidson, do you know who that is?
Yeah.
He gives out big dick energy.
Right.
But, like...
Well, that person I know has the big dick energy and has a Lambo, so it's really
okay.
Cool.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so maybe I'm just...
I mean, most of them, I just think they're douchebags because they have the attitude of, like, they think they're the cool thing. but they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen in Arizona? So you live in Arizona at the moment. So I've seen this going to Old Town Scottsdale.
Yeah.
And they have like the clubs there, blah, blah, blah. I've seen people like rent like Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Range Rovers. And it still says like renta or whatever on the back. And then they like pull up to the club and then try to be like, I make like millions of dollars a year, like come to my table, blah, blah, blah. And then a lot of like, I've never been a bottle girl, but it's like these guys also like don't tip the waitresses that well, or like the bottle girls, because they're like, I actually don't have money. And it's like the biggest, it's so just, funny.
Yeah, embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing because I live in LA and people think that happens a lot in LA, which I'm sure it does happen in LA, but I've never experienced it as bad as like Arizona.
I think it happens more in Miami.
In Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is rented.
Really?
Everything.
The yachts?
Yeah.
Actually, that's... Yeah, duh. But
nobody owns them. I mean, yes. Mm-hmm. Some person owns them.
Yeah.
Or a group of people owns them.
Okay. Where in Miami are, like, the best places to find sugar daddies? If girls are looking for sugar daddies, or if a guy wants to be a sugar daddy or pretend to be a sugar daddy, where would they go?
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach?
Or Sunny Isles.
Okay. Are there yacht clubs that people go to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think I could find a sugar daddy in Miami, being who I am, talking the way I talk?
Depend of the sugar daddy. I mean, like colors, you know, people like different things.
But yeah.
I think most of the sugar daddies there, like the...
Put together
look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
Model look.
Yeah. Yeah. Also couldn't be me.
Or they go for really skinny or BBL.
Yeah.
You know, there's two things.
So there's this guy who, like, I'm still friends with him. And he, like, lives in Miami. And he was saying, like, you know, you like you would be so bad with the BBL. And I'm like, did I ask? Did I ask you? Like, but it's, like, people in Miami, like, guys in LA are like, no, I, like, you might look a little weird with a BBL. Like, you know, like, your body's already good the way it is. But it's, like, those Miami men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was probably the reason why I did my BBL.
You got one?
Yeah.
You can't even tell.
You can tell in a bikini.
Okay, you can.
Like, I look very boobly.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was, like, shaming. Like, you know how it's fat shaming? Well, they shame you for not having a BBL or boobs.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you feel like you're ugly.
Yeah. The one thing men in Miami have is the fucking audacity.
The audacity, yeah.
The audacity.
They would tell you in your face. Mm-hmm. If you reject them, they'll get upset. It's like, well, anyways, you're not like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard that's called negging. Like, men who do that, it's like they try to get a response out of you to, like, get attention. Yeah. So it's like even a guy telling me, like, you would be so fucking hot with a BBL, but he still tried to fuck me, like, a year before that. It's almost like he remembered that in the back of his head. Like, yeah.
Audacity.
And now he's like, oh, but, you know, you'd be, like, the baddest girl ever with a BBL. Like, excuse me?
I am.
How painful was yours?
Oh,
really? Awful?
Yeah.
That's what I heard from everybody.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
Since that moment, I was like, I'm changing my lifestyle. I'm not getting chubby again. I just want to be skinny.
Did you have to gain a lot of weight to get the BBL?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, yeah, I don't know if I could do that because it's like... I mean, I like my body, like, the way it is right now, but having to, like, gain weight just to, like, get it sucked out and, like, replaced.
Yeah, because the rest of your body is still, like, swollen.
Yeah, like, your face gains weight.
A little puffy thing. Yeah.
Little chipmunk cheeks.
Never again.
No,
it's too painful.
But what do you think, like, you like your decision?
I do. I like my ass now.
Yeah. I know, I was looking at it. I was like, oh, that's really nice. Like, followed you right before this, like... It's a little nice little bubble butt.
Yeah,
when did you get yours?
I would say almost 6 years ago.
6 years? Okay. Yeah. So, like, when you first get it, it's kind of hard, right? And then it, like, softens over time, and then it can, like, jiggle like a normal butt?
Yeah.
Okay. I have, like, friends who, like, when they first get their BBL, they're like, oh, my God. I'm, like, terrified of the way I look.
Yeah.
But it
you
settles.
Never know. Yes.
Yeah. It, like, settles. And
it
nice.
Goes... down and then it looks a little more natural depending how much they put back there.
Yeah.
Depending on the doctor.
Huh?
Depends of the doctor.
The doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I bet, oh my God. Doggy? That angle?
It looks so good.
So fucking good.
If I could have eyes, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably what I like to get recorded when I'm doing doggy.
I've never been recorded doing doggy, and I'm like, are you kidding? That's like my angle. That is my angle, but also I haven't had sex in 2 years. But the next guy, come on. We gotta record that shit.
You know what I did?
Huh?
I got a huge teddy bear, and I put
a dildo on it?
A dildo on it. And then I attached the camera to the chest of the teddy bear.
Uh-huh.
And it got the perfect...
The POV. Is it like one of those like life-size teddy bears?
Yeah.
Okay. I could also get like a blow-up doll, right? Huh?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then just like put a dildo on it and like fuck that?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be fun. Because I haven't been fucked in doggy in like a real... And I could fuck myself in doggy.
Yeah. Fuck machines.
I looked... They're like a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, but they're good.
They're good?
You won't need a mine. It's good.
Okay, so with the fuck machines, do you do the silicone dildos or the glass ones?
Silicone.
Silicone?
Yeah.
Okay, does that feel more dick-like?
A little better, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of porn girlies say, like, use the glass ones because the glass ones are, like, easier to, like, stay clean and, like, get the bacteria out and stuff, and, like, the silicone can be.
Yeah, you have to replace silicone and buy a special soap
for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little toy cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
The little toy cleaner. So do you squirt better from penetration or, like, clitoral? Mm,
clitoral.
Clitoral? Me too.
Yeah.
I've only squirted from penetration maybe, like, 5 times in my life. But, like, you put a Hitachi on me, I'm, like, squirting, like, 8 out of 10 times.
Wow.
Yeah. How far have you been able to squirt before?
Very far. Depending on how much.
Hydrated?
Yeah. I need to be hydrated.
Like, yeah.
Far. But, yeah.
Okay, so... I like to play this little game since we're sex workers and our job is like, you know, being a sex worker.
Yep.
I like to say something that to me does not sound hot at all. And we're going to try to make it sound hot.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to be like, yeah, I want you to fart and like wink your asshole for me. And we're going to try to make that sound hot. I can go first if you want, or you can go first. Okay. Yeah, baby. I want you to fart so your little asshole winks for me and I can see it moving.
Okay.
Something like that?
That
I don't
sounds
know.
Hot, yeah.
Was it hot? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you want me
to
do it with
the
fart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, something different because now I have what you said in my head and I might repeat it now.
Okay.
Something different.
Well, oh, fuck, let me think of something. I want you to eat beans and fart on me.
Okay. Okay, baby. I want you to eat your beans, all of it, and then fart in my face.
Yeah, give me pink eye.
And I want you to wink it in front of the camera.
I love to hear it.
Do I sound sexy? I don't know.
I feel like you just sound sexy. Like, I think anyone with an accent really, like, girls sound so fucking hot. But, yeah, that was good.
Okay.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Improv. Diddly, diddly, diddly. So, have you ever been to any sex parties? Like, Miami's, like, probably crazy for that, right? Or is that more of an L.A. thing?
Probably it's an L.A. thing. I never...
Never been to a sex party?
No.
I've been to, like, one sex party but, like, no one was really fucking. And then, like, some of the other sex parties that I've been to, people hype up sex parties a lot in LA. And, like, sometimes, like, the people invited aren't the most attractive. Like, other couple swingers, like, I'm not here, like, to but it's, like, if I want to fuck someone or if I want to be a unicorn or if I want to fuck a girl, like, I want them to be hot.
Right. Yeah.
And, like, why isn't that a bigger thing? I think the Kinky Rabbit, a lot of people are hot. Like, you have to be, like, big to be invited. Like, you have to pay a lot of money a lot of time. But, like, these, like, smaller little sex parties, like, the swingers are just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've never been to one. No.
Okay.
And I just can't imagine, like, if you have to pay and do all of that, you're probably not attractive anyways.
Yeah.
I just feel like,
The Kinky Rabbit, though. I know the Kinky Rabbit, people have to pay a lot of money. I think it's called the Kinky Rabbit. I'm, like, 90% sure. But it's because, like, actual celebrities go to that. It's, like, Snoop Dogg is there. Like, a lot of, like, big A-list celebrities go there with, like, their significant others. So, like, they want people to pay to get in to keep that exclusivity and keep that...
like, the secret.
Confidentiality and stuff like that. So, it's, like, people have to pay a lot to get in, especially if they're, like, you know, not part of that industry. They have to get vetted. So I do understand for that, because it's like, you could potentially be fucking Snoop Dogg. Not that I'd really, you know, want to, but,
yeah,
you
know, imagine that.
A lot of girls would be like, oh my God, guess what? I fucked Snoop Dogg and his wife. And like, they do be doing that. They're out there smoking weed, trying to like fuck these girls. It's super cool. If you're like a voyeur, like you could watch Snoop Dogg fuck. I mean, I just keep saying Snoop Dogg because that is the only celebrity that I remember who goes there with his wife, but like, that'd be cool, right?
I guess it would be cool to see other people fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially celebrities, yeah.
But then.
I'm like, huh?
Yeah, like, oh my God. Justin Bieber? Justin and Hailey Bieber? I have no idea if they've ever gone to the Kinky Rabbit. Like, I'm not going to get sued over this. But I'm just saying, like, let's just say they were there. Like,
set an example.
Yeah, to set an example. Like, oh my God, I would love to see the way Justin Bieber fucks.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
It would be very interesting.
It would be like Animal Planet.
Yeah, right? Like, you get to observe, watch, take notes, maybe. Maybe get some pointers, comment on his Instagram, like, hey, Justin, I saw what you did at the Kinky Rabbit. Here's just what I would do differently next time.
Next time.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm Justin fucking Bieber.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on. I want you to plug yourself, tell people where to find you.
Yes, you can find me in my Instagram as Veronica Barrasso and OnlyFans Veronica Barrasso. Yeah.
Can find me on itsteals.com. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Yeah.